Yeah, look, the giant chicken's Boba Fett.
It is useless, Theseus.
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Hey, everybody. Debbie, are we live? Are we good?
It says we are.
Awesome. awesome. Well, welcome to a special Friday night edition of GNN's Cantina Happy Hour. We're glad you joined us, even though we told you we would be on last night, and then that didn't happen, and that's just... I was having a good time by myself. Did not have wife and kids, and I had the house to myself, and was just... I was yin-yang, zen. It was beautiful. I was in my happy place. So, all of that being said, it is now Friday night, and we're here for the GNN Cantina Happy Hour. I am your host, David. Welcome. Glad you joined us tonight. Also with me tonight is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you?
Doing good. Enjoyed my day off.
See, that was the other thing. I had the day off yesterday, too, and that just threw a whole monkey wrench in my schedule. Just mentally, that was, I don't ever have Thursdays off, but I did, and I had today off too, so I still got two more days off. Hey, it's gonna be nice. Also with us tonight is Cam from Cam in Focus. Cam, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. My schedule has definitely been thrown off as well. I feel like, being on here right now, I feel like I have to work tomorrow morning. And I almost thought that I did. And for a second, I was really pissed off. But now I'm good now.
It's Friday, Cam. Just take it easy. Just breathe. Get that, the zen flowing. It's all good.
Thank God.
Yes. Also with us tonight, as he always is Andrew. Andrew, how are you this evening?
Doing well. Had the day off, but that meant yard work for me, so I am tired.
I didn't even do that. You know what I did? You know what I had? Oh, look at the special cameo.
Baby!
Oh. Man, I'm no longer the youngest one on here.
Oh, there's another one coming up behind me. Oh, she sees him. That's what it is. You see the baby? Are you going to bed? All right, night night. Okay. Go, night night. Hug and a kiss, quick. So, yeah, the only thing I did tonight, I had to take him to Target. And, I took Luke to get a haircut, but that's about it. I didn't do much anything else. So, we're here to talk about the Bad Batch. Now she's running away.
She's ready for the Bad Batch.
Yep. look at her. It's a girl, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. Her name's Kalia.
Hi, Kalia.
Oh, Kalia. Hi.
She's watching. Look at her. You're indoctrinating her well, because you're getting her to watch the Cantina Happy Hour at an early age, so that she'll grow up and just want to continue watching, and it'll be great.
Yeah, she's going to start thinking of all you guys as her extended family.
That's right.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Just creepy Uncle David over there.
Weird cousin Andrew.
It's the family we never... Dad, why don't we ever see those guys? We only see them on Thursday night.
Thursday night, family night.
Yeah. At least we all get together on Thursday nights and everything's... good. We're a happy family. It's all good. So, that being said, let's talk about another happy family, the Bad Batch. How about that?
Oh, what a great segue.
That was awesome. Loved it. Okay, so this episode, The Harbinger, Debbie, of course. Debbie, go ahead and take your props, take your bows.
Oh, then I got it right.
Debbie called it. She got it right.
Well, only because the author of The Dark Disciple had put out a tweet saying, next episode, you need to read this. And it was, of course, the book. Right. I was like, well, okay, how's anybody going to read the book in 24 hours?
It's possible.
You underestimate my power.
Yeah. And really, as far as that goes, I mean, you don't even have to read the book. You just get the audio book and plug in your earbuds and listen to it, right?
I have trained you well.
I could go to work all day and have it read in a day. So, I mean,
yeah, well, because most Star Wars audiobooks are between like 10 and 13 hours long.
Right.
So, I mean, if you really put your mind to it, you could have it all done in a day.
Well, and a work day, let's face it, if you have an hour lunch break in there somewhere, a typical work day is about 9 hours. So you work for four, take an hour lunch, and then work for another four. You could have it knocked out literally almost in an entire work day. So theoretically, it's possible. But that I know, and Debbie, you're gonna be my answer book on this. So she dies in the Dark Disciple. Mm-hmm. She's buried, if I'm not mistaken, like in the ground.
No, not in the ground. She's placed in the, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a green river there on Dathomir.
Okay.
And it's when she's placed in there, I guess you can hear like voices and, you know, the Night Sisters whispering and whatnot, even though they're dead. But Obi-Wan and Quinlan Vos placed her there.
So,
in the river. So the running theory is that, you know, the dark magic brought her back somehow.
So there's nothing set. I mean, there was nothing in this episode then that said, oh, well, that's how she did it. I mean, nothing underlying or anything that it was, because it seemed that when, I kept looking for the what was it, the green smoke trail or whatever, something to kind of clue in on Dathomir and the witch magic and all that other stuff. So.
No, but on StarWars.com, the showrunner and the voice actress for Ventress, they interviewed them. And in the, I'm not sure which one it was, but they said that, you know, we know people are wondering how she was brought back and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we'll see Ventress in other content. So I'm like, she getting her own show? Or because, you know, well, at first I thought, well, okay, in further episodes. That was my first thought. But I was like, well, no, they would say in further episodes. But they didn't. They said content.
Well, content, so, I mean, that she could have a comic book. She could get her own novel. Maybe her own show. I mean, there's a game. There's a plethora of different. I mean, content is
a very broad. Well, I'm hoping for a show. A book I wouldn't mind. Games, I don't play games, so.
That would be wasted on Debbie.
Yes, it would. Unless my son played it and he would tell me what happened.
Well, no, see, if it is a game and your son does play it, all you have to do is say, every time you sit down to play this game, I'm going to come watch. And then that way, at least you can get the
story. No, because he's, when I'm in bed, he's playing games. So,
Or, once it's out long enough, and I think you can do this with The Force Unleashed, you can go on YouTube and somebody has taken like all the cutscenes and maybe a couple of the fighting sequences and they've strung them all together as like one long movie. So you can see the story without actually having to deal with the game. So.
Well, I would prefer it be an animated show, whether there's a spinoff and, you know, she's protecting Omega or something like that. I don't know. Just.
Well, there's a video game coming out soon. What's the one coming out?
Outlaws?
Yeah. I wonder if she could have a part in that.
I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting.
I haven't All I know is, yeah, like the title, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's set around Return of the Jedi. I believe it's set around Return of the Jedi, either just after or before or during. It's one of those. Something like that.
So, at any rate, I don't know if we'll see her anymore in this show, but we will see her in other content.
Future content. Dark Disciple Part 2.
Next week's episode.
Oh. What about a second season of Obi-Wan Kenobi and she pops up? We get her and Quinlan Voss popping up.
I don't think we're getting another Kenobi.
I don't think we are either, but that would be very... I'd be happy about that. That would make me happy.
Yeah,
Who would play her in live action? Yeah. Who'd you have play her in live action?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
well, yeah, I mean...
I'd rather it be an unknown.
She's...
Well, whoever it could be, I'd want someone like Charlize Theron who could do her own stunts.
Yeah, Rebecca Romijn.
I could see that.
That's feasible.
She oh my God, Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Oh gosh.
Jennifer Lawrence isn't on Taylor Swift or Tom Cruise level for me, but she's. I've heard some stories about her that make me not upset with her, but it seemed like she won the Oscar for what was it?
Silver Linings
Playbook. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, look at me. I'm an Oscar actress. I need special treatment and I only do what I want to do. And I do the artsy fartsy films and blah, blah, blah. And then I know Dark Phoenix, the X-Men Dark Phoenix movie was just horrible, but it was almost like she was just phoning it in. And it was like, I look at it and go, well, you're an Oscar actress, right? Yeah.
She wasn't even really acting in that movie.
No, she was just there.
No. Like, yeah. Yeah. I'm just here so I don't get fired.
You know, she got impaled.
I'm gonna make a paycheck. She didn't even really react to it. Yeah, I'm going to make a paycheck on this. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be around, you know. And so that and this is really dumb. But she had taken some naughty photos of herself on her cell phone, and she had sent them to some friends, and they got compromised, and they ended up all over the internet.
Of course.
And she said she came out with a statement saying, well, all you jerks, those were private pictures and blah, 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 and you shouldn't have them. You're just nasty perverts if you have them. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, if you didn't want them out, why take the pictures in the first place? If you didn't want people to see pictures of you naked, don't take pictures of yourself naked. It's simple. But what I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking normal. Anyway, so yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I don't care for her. I don't despise her, but she would not be my first pick. How about that?
Maybe Rebecca Ferguson.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I don't know who that is.
Lady Jessica?
Yeah, she played Lady Jessica in the Dune movies. She also, I forget which Mission Impossible it was. I think it was Mission Impossible Fallout, the one with Henry Cavill in it. She does some good.
She was also in she was also in Rogue Nation.
Okay, I hadn't seen Rogue Nation yet.
Okay. It's a good one.
Wait a minute, Lady Jessica, was that the protagonist's mother?
Yes.
The one that has the mental powers and was doing whatever the
voice
the Pope lady was telling her to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I could see that. That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be horrible. And I like the fact that she has hair now, too. That bald thing just wasn't doing it for me. Sorry. But, and the way she's got it cut and style, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the short hair, but it works on her. You know, it's good. It is what it is.
Yeah, every time that I see a picture or footage of Asajj Ventress bald, I don't know if I'm corrupted or what, but the first thing I think of is that meme where it says, when you want to pull her hair, but she has none, and it's just a picture of a girl with a plunger on her head, and the guy's pulling the plunger.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told Andrew to cover his ears. This is...
Yeah.
This...
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. I got a joke for tomorrow.
So if you haven't guessed, Asajj Ventress shows up in this episode. Obviously, that was Debbie again called it. That was who Fennec Shand was speaking to at the end of the last episode. She shows up and basically fills in what we kind of already knew or kind of already assumed. M count has to do with midichlorians. The Empire's looking for clones with a high M count. And as of... They said that Omega has one, but she didn't show any aptitude, I guess, toward the Force in any way.
Well, Shem, I mean, to be fair, whenever Ventress was having her balance on the rock, then there was that period of time where she seemed like she was in a trance.
Yeah. And she did the same thing with Crosshair, too, in the last episode, I think, when she was teaching him, I went to Kashyyyk and I learned how to meditate, and this is the meditation kind of thing. So, I mean, as far as Jedi goes and Force users, I mean, she's got the meditation part down as near as we can see. So,
well, the thing is that, you know, she had her doing those tests. Well, the second one was kind of a fake test, but... If somebody is using the Force or tapping into the Force, Ventress would have been able to feel that,
yeah,
or sense it. And I don't see it.
This was a lot easier when we had, and I'm gonna take a step back, and I know I'm probably gonna offend you, Cam, but this was a lot easier when we had the Legends books, when we had the old expanded universe. And was that lightning?
Hmm?
Andrew, you just flashed for a minute. It looked like a bolt of lightning went across your window or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. In the but in
They're
the old...
coming. My mom heard that joke. She's...
dun, 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 dun. But in the old EU, like when Luke Skywalker was, and this was from the Jedi Academy trilogy by Kevin Anderson, there was something that Luke could do where he would scan someone. He could basically use the Force and scan someone's mind, and he found a part of the brain, I guess, where the Force resided. It was never really explained, but he could touch on that, and the Force would automatically, if the Force was strong with you, it would automatically push him back, saying like, no, don't touch me there, kind of thing. Versus if it was in someone with a lesser Force presence, then it wouldn't do anything. Like, he tried it on Wedge and it didn't do anything, but he would try it on his students and it was like, oh, hey, big Force user, okay, that's cool. So and again, that would have, it negates all this stuff for all of these tests, because you kind of saw the same thing too in Mandalorian when he met Ahsoka and he was trying to, you know, she was like, oh, well, is he Force sensitive? And she ran him through a bunch of tests too to say, hey, you know, hey, look, yeah, he can use the Force, kind of thing. So I think it was just easier in the old EU. I'm sorry. something they should have brought.
Back in my day. It was as simple as that. We didn't have all these multiple tests.
We had books to tell us everything, not this television you kids have.
Yeah, now, Ventress, her lightsaber's yellow, yeah? Do I remember that right? Mm-hmm. So we're getting another yellow lightsaber out of this. Is that going to be the new thing at Disney World now? When you go to create your own lightsaber, you can get the Ventress model with the yellow blade.
Well, it's yellow in the book.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Oh,
I think in the Acolyte, there's a yellow lightsaber in the trailer. I think
there's several.
Yeah.
In
every other lightsaber is yellow.
If I recall correctly, the first time we actually saw a yellow lightsaber was Knights of the Old Republic. Well, then all the sequel stuff started coming out, and it was like, okay, well, Knights is no longer canon, so everybody's like, oh, what about the yellow lightsaber? And then, of course, at the end of Rise of Skywalker, Rey turns hers on, and it's yellow.
Well, actually,
so
no, I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but actually, the first time that we see a yellow lightsaber, is in the PlayStation 1 game Jedi Power Battles. That was the color of Plo Koon's lightsaber. He was a playable character in that game.
Now, okay, so I wanted.
We're going down a rabbit hole here.
That was a PlayStation game. I wanted to play. In fact, I worked at a video store at the time, part time at a video store, and we had that game. But unfortunately, somebody had rented it and never, ever, 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 ever returned it.
Outstanding.
And I never got to play it. So I'll have to take your word for it. That was one of those ones that I kind of wanted to play, but I never got to play it. So, bad on me. But anyway, so yes, Ray gets the yellow lightsabers, and now it seems as though everyone's got one. Because we see them, as you said, in the Acolyte trailer. So I guess it's going to be at the end. If I remember the Old Republic games correctly, the color of your blade kind of determined what type of Jedi you were. And I haven't played those games in many years, but like the yellow one was I don't even remember. But it would also determine what type of fighting style you had too.
I think the yellow lightsaber was like a Jedi Sentinel, or was that the green one? I don't remember.
Well, Jedi Temple, were they guards or sentinels or whatever? Their lightsabers were always yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Because we've seen that in Rebels.
Now I gotta go back and watch Rebels again.
It's whenever Kanan, Ezra, and Ahsoka are in that Jedi Temple, and Kanan has the vision where he fights the temple guard that turned out to be the Inquisitor.
Right. So anyway. Of course the Bad Batch kind of recognizes her, even though she's got hair now, which is, it's like Clark Kent putting on glasses. Hi, I'm Superman. Now I'm not. Now I am. Now I'm not. And it's like, how do you not know? I mean, seriously, how do you not know? But, and they even went and checked it out. And they're like running background checks and stuff. I'm like, do your eyes work? Yes, that's probably her. Go ask her.
Well, they may not have ever run across her.
But they knew of her.
Well, there was
a big player in the Clone Wars, so
they might have known her name, but I don't think she ever revealed her name.
No. And then, of course, you've got Omega, who is just like trustworthy, trusting everybody. That's going to get her in trouble. In fact, I think it has gotten her in trouble. But you know, she's done this twice now, just this season, where it's like with Crosshair. Oh well. You know, he's a good guy now, and everybody else around her is like, no, and now this one, she's trying to teach me stuff, and no, she's a bad guy. You don't know who she is.
Well, she makes a comment. She makes a comment. Well, Crosshair says you're too naive, and she goes, I gave you a second chance, didn't I?
She's still naive. I don't care what he says.
She is very trusting.
Yeah. And especially when it comes to somebody who may or may not be a threat, you know, and especially with someone like Ventress, because again, she's kind of a, we like to think that she's changed, but she's still kind of a wild card in the whole situation. If you ask me, she seems very nice right now, but.
Well, she's kind of that character who has her, who still has her feet in both worlds. She's kind of trying to do better, but she's also still in that I guess gray area where it's like she's only out for herself, but then she still has those dark side tendencies, as shown whenever she accidentally summons that giant, you know, crab monster.
She's like Venom, is what she's like. Mm-hmm. She's to where it's like, I want to be a good guy, but I'm going to bite people's heads off doing it. Literally.
Well, he's hungry. He's hungry all the time.
Yeah.
Literally. And I don't think you said the crab monster, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I saw those tentacles shoot up, and all I could think was, release the Kraken! I was so ready. I was like, God, here we go, another sea monster.
That monster is called a Varathion.
Okay. See, Debbie? You're sitting there taking notes and figuring things out for us.
Research.
Gotcha.
From my college days, I always liked doing research. I didn't like writing.
Off, so she had all day to figure all this stuff out, too.
I don't know if this counts as research, but I saw today that it is the 1 year anniversary of the episode of season 2 where Tech dies. It aired 1 year ago today.
Aw, oh, jeez.
Tech.
We'll see. Hopefully. Yeah.
You know what? I saw something about that.
Sorry to bring you down. No.
That's because I saw
Andrew
something.
The party pooper.
I think I saw something on TikTok about that saying, you know what? If they bring Tech back, I'm done with Star Wars. I'm just going to be done because they've brought everybody. Maul came back, and mm-hmm. now they're going to bring Tech back. What's next? They're going to bring Kanan back, too?
They better not. Like, that would be what makes me check out from Star Wars right there.
That's the straw, huh?
Well, because his death was so impactful to not only the story, but the mm-hmm. characters as well. You know, to have all of that become undone, it's like, well, what did he sacrifice himself for in the first place then?
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, well,
we got a double feature next week too.
Oh. All right. Who's
I think I, that's what I episodes? Heard.
Double feature.
Kanan.
No.
I mean, how Kanan. Funny would that be?
Well, he wouldn't be dead in this one, though, because this happens before.
Oh, that's right.
Happened. So he could be
that's
there.
That's right.
He could be idiot. There in this series, and I wouldn't care. That'd be fine. I'd be good with that.
No, that's true. Not an idiot.
You know, sure, why not? Throw him in there. I mean, we had Hera already, right? Why not?
Mm-hmm. I guess he'd be a wee one. He'd be
that's a... That's Filoni's magic right there. Hey, don't forget. Oh wait, Kanan's
already been in the Bad Batch. Actually, he was in episode 1.
Oh, that's yep. right. You're oh. right. Oh well,
that's
they're not gonna bring him back for this one, man.
Yeah, I just
they have so many other characters. Like,
wait a minute. Cameo. Yeah,
gosh,
Ezra. Well, he wouldn't be alive yet. He wouldn't be born.
Yes, he would. He was born on Empire Day. He was born the same day that Luke and Leia were born.
Oh,
he
would have right. That's
he
right.
would have. He'd just be like a baby, though.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's see who. Okay, well, Hondo. I mean, come on,
Hondo.
We haven't gotten Hondo yet.
Ooh, could we get Cad Bane?
Already had Cad Bane. He was last season.
Oh, he'll
well,
be back
but
this
he's
season
in the,
too.
He was in the trailer. Yeah, he was in the trailer. So I just. Yeah.
Hmm. Who else could we get? Oh, well.
Quinlan?
Huh?
Quinlan?
Quinlan Vos. I wouldn't mind seeing Boba Fett.
I thought you said a Klingon.
Wrong franchise. I was supposed to be on that show that is like tonight. What, but, like,
speaking of Klingon, that is like
the ultimate crossover.
I've got a shout out to John Biscardi over at the Geek and I podcast. They're doing their Star Trek night tonight. It's Federation Fridays, and I stole one of their panelists away from them with Debbie. I am so sorry, John.
Yeah, he called me a traitor.
Debbie just gets another computer set up and goes back and forth.
I said I can't be on tonight. He's like, traitor.
Is that why you wanted me to go earlier on the show? That's what it was. He's like, I'll just do two shows. We'll get Dave to go earlier and I'll do John in the evening. Yeah.
Well, I thought it would work. I was like, well, if we go a little earlier, maybe I could do both shows, but no.
I didn't even think that it was Federation Friday, so
that's all right.
If you had said something,
David,
I
tomorrow
would have
said, is Saturday. Do not go to work. Yes. Don't show up to work tomorrow.
I'm not going to work tomorrow. Don't worry. I've got the bad thing was I had my work alarm set for this morning and it went off and I was like, dang it. I gotta get up because my alarm went off. I'm not the kind of person who can just hit snooze and roll back over. But anyway, so of course they all four of them get into a fight while Omega is attempting to liberate a flower from the top of the mountain. She rides the dog. Luke saw that dog. He's like, they haven't gotten rid of that dog yet. I'm like, no. He's been around the whole time.
And he will continue to be around because he is now the Bad Batch's mascot.
He's a clever marketing device for younger children, younger audiences.
They're and the Bad Batch Batchers. I'm saying that five times fast.
The Bad Batchers.
Bad Batchers. Ah, that would make more sense.
Is it just me, or can you hardly hear him when he barks?
No, I agree.
Yeah,
and it's the whole thing with when she ran off and she found. Like right at the first when she found Finnick and the dog runs off to go get the guys, all I could think was, what is it, Lassie? Did Timmy fall down the well again? Come on. We're using the whole dog saves the kid trope. You're killing me with this. No, Lassie, no.
And then the dog gets killed and then boom, you have John Wick in their universe.
Or no, it's either John Wick or Turner and Hooch or any other myriad of dog movies where the dog ends up dying at the end and people cry. But
Old Yeller,
somewhere. Old Yeller,
Marley and Me,
A Dog's Life. I mean,
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
All Dogs Go to Heaven. He died twice in that one.
The dog.
So. Yeah, it's funny. If I ever want to watch the wife and kids cry, I'll turn on. We watched A Dog's Life. My wife thought it was going to be great. And then the dog died like three times in the first 10 minutes of the movie. And she's like, this is horrible. I'm like, it's a movie. It's not real. It's fiction.
What?
And it was real funny because at the end of that movie, I heard Luke crying and like that, I mean, like literally the next day I was on Disney Plus and I was like, and I turned on Old Yeller. I was like, let's see what happens here. So we watched that. And then at the end, why would you have me watch that? That's horrible. Like, because I'm evil and conniving. Yes.
It's real to me, Dad. It's real to me.
Yeller was my friend.
Well, here, let's turn on Turner and Hooch. Maybe you'll like that one better. That one's a comedy, and it's got Tom Hanks in it. Yes. Yes, that one's a good one. Oh, he dies at the end of that one, too. You can't watch a movie with a dog in it without the dog dying. I'm sorry.
Remind me not to go to movie night at David's house.
That's right. I'll also be watching things like Alive and Fried Green Tomatoes, where they eat people.
Oh, I have seen that.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Hey,
I've been to that. Yeah, I've been to that house.
So
honestly, at first I thought you were talking about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
No, this one was the one with what's her name? Kathy Bates and
yeah.
Oh gosh, I can't even think of her name now. That old lady.
I can't remember. Yeah.
From Cocoon and Batteries Not Included. Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah. I know here. I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Fried Green Tomatoes. They end up killing a guy in the movie. And to get rid of the body, mm-hmm. they barbecue him and serve him up in a restaurant. It's quite amazing.
Yeah,
Have you not seen it, Debbie? It's like one of those chips.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. No, never watched it.
I've seen it with my sisters.
They don't make movies like they used to.
No.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Hey, you can read it and then go watch it.
Yeah, it's a book. Yeah. Just saying. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a chick flick. I'm going to say that, but I enjoyed it. So, and not just because they ate people. I mean, it was a decent story. It was good.
That's David's favorite part.
No, my favorite part was when that cop who was looking for the guy was in there. And he was, this is the best barbecue I've ever eaten. And I was like, oh lordy.
That must have been where South Park got the inspiration to have Cartman feed that kid his parents in a bowl of chili.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one, too. Yeah, we watched that, too. Anyway, but really when it boils down to it, she has no idea why they're looking for people with M counts. Midichlorians were brought up again.
Oh, those evil midichlorians, how they broke Star Wars.
Oh, they ruined it. No, they did not anymore, because now that the sequels are out, those are timeless classics. Those movies are. Even though that's the thing everybody was griping and complaining about, they ruined Star Wars with those prequel trilogies. Ah, midichlorians, what is this? They killed Darth Maul. He could have been the best bad guy ever. Ah, this is horrible. George Lucas ruined his own thing. Now the sequels come out. Oh, they were timeless classics. We need to study them and watch them more. Yeah, you just wait. About 10, 20 years, you're going to be looking at those sequel trilogies going, wow, those really weren't bad. Those were actually pretty good. What was I thinking? Or in 10 or 20 years, the kids that went to go see them on the theater are going to grow up and say, oh, these were the greatest movies ever because we got to see them on the theaters. We saw them with our parents who were big Star Wars fans, and everything's hunky-dory. The Star Wars fans of the future.
You're going to do that Star Wars marathon on the 4th of all 9 movies?
At home.
You can sit in the theater for 20 hours.
Well, there's
not going to have time for that.
There's actually a, on the 4th here where I live, there's a pub downtown that is showing all 9 of the movies, and it's just kind of a come and go. So you can go sit and have a meal, sit down, have a drink or whatever, and watch, you know, part of the movies.
Sounds like my house.
I'm gonna do my normal May the 4th weekend stuff. That's usually free comic book day. So I'll take the boys to the comic book store and go get some free comic books. And then we'll go to the Lego store and buy Star Wars Legos so we can get the free gift with purchase or whatever. And usually we go see a Marvel movie that weekend, but since there's not one that weekend, we're going to, I don't know, maybe probably just go see Episode 1 because that's the one that was initially the only one that they were releasing because this is the 25th anniversary for Episode 1 this year. So
I'm debating seeing that. I'm not quite committed to it yet.
Oh, I'd rather go see that one than Attack. Actually, I started watching Attack of the Clones the other day.
I'm sorry.
It's got its moments. It's not the greatest thing.
I don't like sand.
That is one of those moments that
happened last week. Wait till you see our exit movie, our exit clip. It's great.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I made a new one.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I got to go. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm about to show it right now.
It's just Anakin, like standing in front of a green screen, swinging his lightsaber at nothing.
I hate sand. No, here we go. Watch this.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Pocket sand!
No! Yeah!
Oh, no.
Hilarious. Pocket sand!
See, now you have to, like, intercut
that.
Andrew with...
got made Andrew mad.
after gone. Dale throws the sand, you have to bring in Darth Vader going, no!
No! Oh, I should. I should. Yes. I will have that for next week. I don't have to work tomorrow, so.
Cam, no.
I've got time to sit and play with movies.
No more ideas for David. No more ideas.
Mold them the way that they should have been made. Yes. Yes.
We need to hack his internet. Mom, play Fortnite.
Get on Fortnite, quick!
Can we somehow play Fortnite on Dave's server?
Well, maybe we can get it anywhere on a computer. Does anybody know if we can get in through it through Excel? Can I open a spreadsheet and get to it?
and then you have like the one hacker who just sits down with the sunglasses. I'm in.
I got it.
He's
not
clicking
on anything. He's just typing.
Yeah. And we're in.
And I'm good. Now, what do you want to do?
Yeah, so it's got some Ocean's 11 drum and bass type of music playing in the background.
Nice. Debbie, did we miss anything? We good tonight?
Sure.
Sure? That's it? That's all you got?
Well, I mean, I will say that the last thing that I expected from this series was to see Asajj Ventress take up a mentorship kind of role.
Yeah. And she did it a lot like Ahsoka did it too, to where it was like she may have some kind of abilities, but I'm not the one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, we don't know what this end count is for, and we have speculated, and I think it's pretty obvious that the Emperor is wanting it to basically tie the sequel trilogies to the rest of everything else, which is pissing off everybody, because of course we need to retcon the sequel trilogies, but tough tooties are making it work.
So, oh my God, turns out Omega's Jaina Solo.
So anyway, again, heavy speculation, but it's kind of one of those things where if you're not looking at it, if you don't see that coming, you're probably blind or know nothing about Star Wars. So that seems fairly obvious. We've had mention of this now within the Bad Batch, and of course Mandalorian, high M count people. Oh, there it comes. I see you back there.
Dun-dum.
She's coming to harass me. Dumb cat.
Dun-dum.
Okay. nothing else? Shameless plugs. What do we got tonight, Debbie?
Saturday, Geek Gauntlet.
That's tomorrow. Not
yeah,
Saturday,
tomorrow, Geek Gauntlet. Monday, we'll be back for MCU Monday for episode 3 of X-Men 97.
I went ahead and made a new intro to
it. Oh, no, that is 3. That is 3.
Yeah, my bad. 3 because the first 2 episodes dropped last week.
Forgot about
and
that.
Then Tuesday, Sith Dominion. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Wednesday. What did they talk about last week? It was a good one. They had the girl from
The Floor.
The Floor on there, yeah.
Stephanie Ross.
Go back and watch that one. I haven't watched it yet, but Hey, John Biscardi's on. It had nothing to do with the alarm, John. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
He must be done with his show.
Hey, John, if you're watching, and if you're going to go to Fan Expo this year, I'll buy you a pretzel or something just to make up for it. Yeah, and then, of course, we'll be back next Thursday night.
Maybe.
We'll be here. What's the episode title of next week? Do we know? See, I don't have my phone with me.
Episodes are maybe and maybe.
Maybe and maybe?
I don't know. I'm just
hold on.
Debbie's looking. Obviously, it's a double feature next week. Cam, do you have anything while Debbie's looking, shameless plug-wise?
Well, I'm still working on editing down my footage from Jacksonville Collective Con. It is a lot to go through. It took me literally 3 days just to convert the footage into a usable format.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I'm plugging along. Only other thing is after I get that video up, I'm going to be putting a pin in Cam and Focus for a while. I don't like that I'm doing that, but it kind of has to be done at this point. I'm so behind that it's irreparable at this point. So I'm going to figure out a different way to put out content that doesn't require hours and hours of, you know, recording, editing, et cetera, et cetera. Cause I do everything myself and it's tough, but, you know, it's not the end of me. I'm still with GNN. I'll still be doing, you know, interviews with notable individuals and I'll still be going to cons and stuff. So, I'll still be around, but I'll still be here on the Cantina Happy Hour where everybody knows and loves me.
That's right. We do. Especially if you keep showing us the little baby.
Cause yeah, she's always cute. All right, I'll try and give her at least one cameo a week.
Okay, so April 3rd is a double episode. Episode 10 is Identity Crisis, and episode 11 is Point of No Return.
Now, okay, is, or maybe it's the X-Men that's doing that. Is Identity Crisis I think it's the X-Men that does that. There's going to, somewhere in the X-Men TV show timeline, there's like a part one, then a filler episode, and then part two coming in. So I don't remember what it is, but Identity Crisis kicked me off somewhere.
None of these say part one or two.
Okay,
so
it was the X-Men then. Okay. Andrew, shameless plugs, you got anything?
Not really. The Verified Reading Book Club's about to start The Martian for April. We just finished the Thrawn trilogy. And so I wasn't able to do the review on Monday because I was busy. But that is up if anyone wants to go watch it. Other than that, I can't really think of anything else.
Awesome. I will, like I said before, I will be at Fan Expo in June. I think it's the first full weekend in June. Good stuff going on there. We're going to have Emily Swallow will be there, I know. My big thing is Frank Miller is going to be there. I'm excited about that.
Ooh.
I got one of the SimCity books for him to autograph, and I was looking around, and I also found my copy of 300, which I think I'm going to get him to sign that one instead. Ooh. Just because Sin City, don't get me wrong, Sin City was great, and I loved Sin City, but 300's probably my all-time of his. Mm-hmm. Well, that or, oh, Shatner will be there, too. That's, yeah. I don't know, some guy from some other franchise. There's not many of
some
them.
Guy.
Because I think, is it Shatner and
Shatner, George, and
George Takei, and
the guy that plays Pavel. I can't remember his name.
There's like the only three left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Pavel. Okay. Anyway.
Can't remember his name. Walter.
Walter. Oh, yes. Yes.
Walter.
Walter. So, yeah, they're, yes, Shatner will be there. I was going to go see Shatner was here like 2 years ago, and I was going to go see him, but we went to go to get in the line, and the line was like forever long. And I was like, oh, okay, we're not even going to bother with this. And then we were walking around and he was about done, and we looked in the panel room, and it was like the line was like hugely long, but the panel room was like half empty. So I was like, oh, and Debbie's on cloud nine. Look what Debbie got to do. Debbie got to go hang out with Hayden Christensen.
Awesome.
She wouldn't let go. They had to get security.
That was not me. That was somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had to escort somebody else and ban them from the con because evidently,
jeez,
I don't know if they did or if they attempted to touch his lightsaber.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I felt bad because
I wouldn't.
What a sweet guy. What a sweet guy.
Bad for him. I thought you was going to feel bad for the people that got kicked out. I'm like, no. No.
No, no. He was
trying.
They just wanted to hold his lightsaber. Yeah. That's all.
He was very sweet, very nice, adorable, of course. And yeah, he shook my hand. And yeah.
You were like, it was good. What future projects are you going to be in?
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
You can't when you're doing those photo ops. It's in and out. I had enough time to say thank you so much. Yep. That was it.
Debbie shook his hand and she was like, I'm never washing this hand again.
Actually, she said that. She said that on Monday night. She said, oh, I'll never wash my hand again.
Yeah, that won't happen because, you know, I work in a healthcare field, so gotta wash those hands.
I wear a glove.
Yeah.
I do. But then you get that latex smell. Ugh.
Yeah.
Can't stand that smell.
All right.
Well, not latex, because we don't use latex, but the rubbery smell. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything else, Debbie? We're good.
No, I don't think so.
Well, very good. That's going to be it for us tonight, folks. We're glad you joined us on a very special Friday edition. John Biscardi, once again, I apologize for stealing your panel member for Federation Fridays over on the Geek and I podcast. Go check them out. Friends of the show. Good stuff going on over there.
I'll be there next week.
And Debbie will be there next week. She promises.
Unless somebody messes up.
No, I'm not going to mess up.
She's doing a double feature. She's going.
Yes, if I do mess up, then we'll do it on Friday night, but we'll do it earlier. So, yeah. Anyway, all that aside, don't forget to check us out on our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, X, or Twitter, if you want to still call it that. And then, of course, on YouTube, Geek News Now Official, hit that like and subscribe button. Set the alarm bell for notifications so you know when we do go live. That way, if we do miss a show, you can still catch it live when we go live. It's all good. But we will see you all next week right here in the Cantina Happy Hour. Y'all have a great week, and may the Force be with you all.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Pocket sand!